There were several witnesses to the shooting of 23-year-old Jabril Robinson, and GBI investigators say they're working on interviewing all of them. One, David Randolph, says he heard shots.
And he come on around to the back of the house over there, and the officer shot a few more times, and the guy just fell face forward on the ground.
Randolph says he saw Robinson get shot in the back.
Yeah, he was running from the cop.
A Clayton County Police Department statement says Robinson was armed and, quote, postured in a defensive manner with his weapon aimed at police. They say Robinson was ordered to drop his weapon several times before police shot him. Scott Dutton with the GBI.
There's a whole lot of pieces to this that have to be evaluated.
The GBI has been increasingly tasked with handling police use of force cases. Urban agencies, including Atlanta Police and DeKalb County Police, have adopted policies to turn all these cases over to GBI investigators. GBI Director Vernon Keenan.
And we average two a week somewhere it has occurred in Georgia. Two a week, where there is death or serious bodily injury.
Georgia has approved the budget for an additional 22 GBI agents. The agency says they're hoping to get the candidates into training in June. Lisa Hagan, WABE News.